بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد الحمد لله Allah Ta'ala has granted us the opportunity to sit down once again after praying our salah in the masjid and subhanallah this hamd and thana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which we owe to Allah Ta'ala every second of our lives. The countless blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has on us, perhaps we might, kabhi kubar, at some time to time we begin to appreciate them, but then we get lost in our nafs and our desires and we forget how generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been to us. His one of Allah ta'ala's names is Kareem. Kareem, the meaning of which scholars define is the one who gives without even being asked. So many of the things Allah Ta'ala has given us without us ever asking them, without us being worthy of them. And despite Him giving it to us, we use it for the wrong means and the wrong purpose. Yet He still forgives us and pardons us and bears with it and tolerates our shortcomings and keeps giving and keeps giving, keeps giving. So if we take even one ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is upon us, one, and take it alone from everything else and make this one blessing stand out, and that is the ni'mat of breathing that Allah Ta'ala has given us, that He's allowed us to breathe. And if we were to try and thank Allah Ta'ala, even just verbally, for that breath that He's given us, then it takes one breath to exhale, to inhale in, to get ready to say Alhamdulillah. So then, for saying Alhamdulillah, you've thanked Him for the breath perhaps you inhaled, not the one you exhaled. So if you try to thank Him for that, you're already at a loss. You can still never even thank Him verbally for one ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given you. But at the same time, because of His karam and His generosity and His loving nature, Allah Ta'ala, there's no one, it's mentioned in a hadith, that no one loves to be praised more than Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this is why we should always appreciate these ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us of the dunya, of the akhirah, the tawfiq to do any good deed. Inshallah, when our eyes will close, then everyone will understand the matter. And everyone will realize what one deed means. And you will see people, Allah Ta'ala says in the Qur'an al-Kareem, in fact, He uses the past tense when He talks about these events in the Qur'an al-Kareem. The Qur'an is full of peshe manzar, it's full of scenes and pictures that are painted of what Qiyamah will be like. And all those things, and when Allah Ta'ala talks about these events, He talks about them in the past tense and not the present tense or not the future tense which you would expect. So why does Allah Ta'ala use the past tense? It is because two things. Number one, past, present and future are all the same to Allah Ta'ala. We're restricted by time, Allah Ta'ala has no restriction by time. That's number one. Number two is tahaqqaqul wuqu', meaning that because in Allah Ta'ala's sight it's already happened and because it's so certain that it will happen, that He uses the past tense about all the events that are to occur. So all these things Allah Ta'ala talks about on the Day of Judgment, you will see that a person will run away from his brother. He'll run away, min akhi wa ummihi wa abi. People he used to take solace from, he will run away from them. In another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, wa fi salatihi allati tu'wi. Sorry. So from his close family and companions which he used to take solace from, he will run miles and miles away from them. Likullim ri'im yawma idhin sha'nu yughni. On that day, definitely every single person will have his own affair, his own matter, which will keep him very busy. So, at that time, then every person will appreciate what one good deed means. So, we should do shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever He's given us, alhamdulillah, tawfiq to do in this environment, He gave us health, He made us insan, and then after that, Allah Ta'ala granted us iman, and then His many other blessings after that. So, by doing shukr, we recognize Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats, and by doing shukr, then also by showing gratitude and glorifying Allah Ta'ala, He gives more. So the easiest way for us to increase our iman is we do shukr for our iman. The easiest way to get tawfiq to do more good khair amal, good deeds, is to do shukr for those deeds. And whatever mistakes we make, we do tawbah istighfar for them constantly, perpetually, and repeatedly, so that our slate is clean and it's ready should our time come to depart from this world. And no one is guaranteed a single second of his life. And this is one thing which, again, another reality which at different times of our life it comes to show. We see things happen, everyone has a story, everyone has seen someone who was young, who was healthy, otherwise fit, well, and one day he went to sleep and the next morning he never woke up. So When that time comes, we want our deeds, our slate to be clean. So we should at least do plenty tawbah and istighfar. Keep repenting to Allah Ta'ala. Keep repenting. Tawbah pe tawbah pe tawbah. Do istighfar and do tawbah on your tawbah. That my tawbah is so weak that I break it again. Then do tawbah on that as well. And then do shukr on the good. And then do shukr for having the tawfiq to do shukr. If you look at Sulaiman alayhi salam, people think they get the wrong idea sometimes that the dunya is a bad thing. Sulaiman alayhi salam had more than what you could imagine of the dunya. He had certain things which even money can't buy. Now tell me, can anyone buy the ability to control the winds? Can anyone buy the ability to control animals in the jannat and make all of them united under your rule and under your authority? No, no one can buy these things. But yet when Sulaiman alayhi salam, as documented in the 19th Sparah, Surah Qasas, I believe, Allah Ta'ala talks about, and very famous story, that Sulaiman alayhi salam is with his army, this huge, powerful army consisting of insan, jinnat, and animals. And they are marching on, and he hears, because of the ability that Allah Ta'ala has given him, of ants that are taking shelter because they know of the coming of his army. حتى إذا أتوا على وادي النمل قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. Until إلى آخر, in the next ayat as well. So Allah Ta'ala says that whenever he heard, when Allah Ta'ala made him hear the ants talking amongst each other, then what did he say? He said, فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكَ مِنْ قَوْلِهَا. It made him smile, but immediately he went towards shukr of Allah Ta'ala. He said, قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي. He made a dua to Allah, O Allah, inspire me, grant me tawfiq to do shukr, to be grateful to you for your ni'mat. أَنَشْكُرْ نِعْمَتَكَ الْأَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ. And the ni'mat and the blessings you've had upon my parents. And grant me tawfiq and أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. Subhanallah, grant me the ability to do those good deeds by which I can gain your pleasure, and enter me through your mercy amongst your pious and righteous servants. Such a beautiful dua. And the other wording of the dua in another ayat of the Quran is, وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Making dua for your progeny and your children until yawmul qiyamah. So subhanallah, the Quran is full of these amazing du'as. We should learn them, we should make them continuously. But the point is that we should do shukr for ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. And the greatest of those ni'mats with our iman is the fact that we have been blessed by being in the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But every Nabi, obviously it takes one to know one, as they say. So you can read about, you can hear about, you can listen to what it's like to be a parent. But until you don't become a parent yourself, until you don't see those things, until you don't feel those things, you can never really appreciate what it means to be a parent. And when one becomes a parent, only then does he begin to, no matter how obedient a child is and how grateful he may be, until he doesn't become a parent, he cannot appreciate what being a parent is. And similarly, in every field it's the same. You don't, you know, when someone becomes works in a profession, then he realizes the difficulties or the efforts that need to be made in that profession to make it work and to make that job function. So in this manner, the Anbiya, because they are masoom, they are innocent from sins, they have a very, very high maqam and very high station at sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a Nabi can recognize a Nabi. This is what our grand sheikh used to say. A Nabi can recognize a Nabi as well. But when you get to Khatamul Anbiya, the seal of the Nabi, the prophets, the best of the prophets, then nobody can recognize his rank. Really nobody can recognize his rank. Such was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's rank, that when in Mi'raj, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his, whilst being awake, was ascended to the heavens, then he got to a point where the strongest and the most trustworthy of the angels, Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, the powerful, huge angel, even he said that, I can't walk past this part over here, at Siratul Muntaha. I can't take a single step past this point. So otherwise if I do, I will perish. But the Prophet ﷺ was able to. So how blessed, how pure, how exalted, how magnificent is our Nabi ﷺ. So our way of expressing shukr is that we connect ourselves with him. And that's the main purpose of this majlis, nothing else. That we connect ourselves with him, because only by being in his, by treading his footsteps, can we be saved and can we be accepted in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, and can we become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now tell me, if someone, the Quran Kareem, despite being the word of Allah, it doesn't tell you anywhere how to pray salah. It tells you to pray salah hundreds of times. Iqamatu salah, aqimu salah, يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. It tells you again and again to pray salah. But never in the Qur'an al-Kareem are you told how to pray salah, the method to pray salah. So how do you pray salah? Allah Ta'ala says in the Qur'an al-Kareem, many ayats, that we should follow the way of the Prophet ﷺ. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And many other ayats just like this. أَطِيُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيُوا الرَّسُولُ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ. And many ayats that follow the way of the Messenger, that he will make clear to you what we have revealed. He understands the Qur'an. So what did the Prophet ﷺ say? صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُنِي وَصَلِّي. Pray as you have seen me pray. So only through his way can we find success in our akhirah, in our dunya, and can we find success in every aspect of our lives as well. It's not just in terms of our akhirah and our deen, but actually in terms of our personal life, our social life, there is so much ease if we follow the sunnah. It just takes a bit of effort to get used to, but once we accustom ourselves to whatever is important to us and whatever is beloved to us anyway. So whenever something matters, if someone wants to become a doctor, he accustoms himself to what's going to come. The 8 years that he needs to study in medical school, whatever difficulties, the loans he might have to take, the sacrifices, he's ready to make them. So if we just have that, and this is what the effort is here, to build that connection with the Prophet ﷺ, that we want to be like him, then through him, then inshallah, our needs and our success of the dunya and akhirah is only one step away. And this is how the ummah until today found their success. And this is the way practically how we will find our success as well. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to follow in his footsteps. May Allah Ta'ala grant us his true muhabbat and his love and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above the love of anything else and everyone else and everything else. And may Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to recite abundant durood upon him. We've talked about the sunnah, we've talked about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the third thing about durood sharif. Today I want to just read, inshallah, from Fada'i Durood, and then we'll, inshallah, conclude by reading Salat al-Salam on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. And that is, what does it mean by Salat and Salam? This will be a little bit technical, but it is important to understand. Because Salat means, we know Salat as prayer. So question arises, that what does it mean by إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكْتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي. Allah and His angels, يُصَلُّونَ, they pray upon the Nabi. What does that mean? So the meaning of Salat and Salam, what are we saying when we do this? And inshallah, by understanding it, then we get more reward. Because the Prophet ﷺ said that a person will do good deeds of prayer or fasting, but on the Day of Judgment, he will be rewarded إِلَّا بِقَدْرِ أَقْلِهِ. He will be rewarded according to his understanding, according to his aql, which our Shaykh translated as his ma'rifat, his understanding of what is it that I'm doing. With a higher degree of understanding, you know, not just by closing his eyes, but knowing what he's doing, a person gets more reward. And this is mentioned in other hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said that a scholar, his worship is better than 100 normal worshippers who don't have that knowledge. So having knowledge and understanding, and acting upon it through that knowledge of understanding, gets a person more reward. And so we want to recite more durood, but we also want more reward and more closeness and nearness to the Prophet ﷺ through our salat and salam. So I will inshallah begin. This is Shaykh al-Hadith Azam al-Zakir rahmatullahi alayhi writing, who was a Shaykh al-Hadith for over 50 years and one of the leading Islamic seminaries and academies. So his words are obviously different and carry a higher level of, you can say, aptitude, and they carry more authority. So he mentions, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the author of Ruhul Bayan writes that some scholars have written that the meaning of Allah conferring his blessings and raising the Prophet ﷺ to the praise station, Maqam al-Mahmud, which is the station of intercession, and the salah of the angels is their praying for the Prophet ﷺ to be elevated and seeking forgiveness for the noble Prophet ﷺ's followers. The meaning of the believers conferring blessings. Conferring blessings means reading Durood Sharif or reading Salat and Salam. The meaning of the believers conferring blessings is following the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having love for him and mentioning his beautiful qualities. The honor granted by Allah to the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is much greater than the respect shown to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam by means of ordering the angels to prostrate before him, because Allah Ta'ala himself is engaged in this honor of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereas only the angels were ordered to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Subhanallah. It is worth noting at this point that the word salah, which has been attributed towards Allah, his angels and the believers, is a synonymous word with many different meanings and used for various purposes, as already mentioned by the author of Ruhul Bayan. The scholars have expounded many meanings for the word salah in this verse, and in each place the most appropriate meaning in relation to Allah, His angels and the believers will be meant. Some scholars have written that salah upon the Prophet ﷺ means praise and respect for the noble Prophet ﷺ with mercy and affection. Furthermore, this praise and respect will be according to the rank and status of whoever the act of conferring salah is attributed to. For example, it is said that the father is kind to his son, and that the son is kind to his father, or that the brothers are kind to one another. Now it is obvious that the kindness shown by the father to his son will differ to that shown by the son to his father, and that of the brothers to one another. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala is conferring salah upon the noble Prophet ﷺ means that Allah Ta'ala is praising and honoring him with mercy and kindness. The angels are also conferring salah, but their salah, blessings and respect will be according to their own position. Thereafter, the believers are ordered to confer blessings, which is also in accordance to their own status. Imam Bukhari rahimullah has narrated from Abu Aliya rahimullah that the meaning of Allah conferring salah is to praise the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the presence of the angels, and the blessings of the angels are their prayers. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has interpreted yusalluna as yubarrikuna, meaning they pray for blessings. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimullah states that this meaning complies with Abu Aliya's opinion, except it is more specific in context. Elsewhere, after mentioning the various meanings of salah, he mentions that Abu Aliya's opinion is most preferred. Namely, that Allah Ta'ala's salah is praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that the salah of the angels and others is requesting Allah to confer salah. Furthermore, this request is for an increase in the blessings already being conferred, not for the conferring of blessings to be initiated. It is mentioned in narration that when this verse was revealed, the Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, we know how to convey salam, yani the attahiyyat that we pray in salah. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu rahmatullah. Teach us how to confer salah." The Prophet ﷺ then taught the following, "Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad." This goes on, inshallah. We will finish this on another day if Allah Ta'ala wills. But alhamdulillah, I think we have now understood that there is levels to salat and salam being done by obviously the maker and the mighty creator himself, and then the purity of the angels, and then the believers according to their own rank as well. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to appreciate this great ni'mah that He's bestowed upon us, and grant us tawfiq to engage in abundant salat and salam upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and bring his sunnah into our lives in complete totality and completion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, we'll recite the durood and conclude with dua. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. If you can all recite durood sharif one time. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa sallam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزل المقد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارضى عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم كما باركت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت باركت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوصيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبينا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي 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 وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salamun alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Bismillahi wa billahi tahiyyatullahi wa salawat wa tayyibat. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiy rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. As'alullah al-jannata wa a'udhu billahi minan nar. At-tahiyyatullahi zakiyatullahi tayyibatu salawatu lillah. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله وشهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي رحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي رحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على 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 رسول الله. Shall just before we conclude with dua. The purpose of this was for us to do this act together, because there's a higher chance of acceptance by doing it together, and this barakah and this different ahadith are being recited here. So there's many virtues of doing so, but one of the reasons also is to serve as a reminder, as a motivator, and for a ta'limi purpose as well. That inshallah, when we get up from today, we make an intention that we will fix an amount, a target that we will recite of Salat and Salam, specifically for Friday, and then for the rest of the week as well, every day, inshallah. That way we'll be consistent, and we will inshallah get very, very close and high numbers through having a target. And we should also go home, and we should spread this in the house and amongst family as well. From a lot of experience, of not mine, but our teachers and elders and scholars, if you can get, and it's very easy to persuade family members, especially the women folk, if they understand these things, the barakah of these sort of things, then they often outdo men. Because, mashallah, their time is at home as well. So they, mashallah, when they understand this and when it clicks, then they get very, very, mashallah, very high numbers. We know of many sisters, alhamdulillah, that are daily doing 10,000, 20,000 dirhams sharif, normal days. So on nights like this and days like this, on special occasions, they increase it even more. So it's the month of Rabiul Awal, I think it's just coming to an end now. Today or tomorrow will be the last day. So this is a way that we connect our families to the Prophet ﷺ. We have experiences from family friends who they taught their children to young age about the virtues of Durood Sharif, and mashallah, to young age, because they were kids, and kids are mashallah sinless, marsoom. So they, mashallah, they had ziyarah, and they saw the Prophet ﷺ in their dreams, mashallah, in this country. So these things are still open to us. It's just a little bit of himmat, a little bit of making things into, you know, timetabling things and making targets. And subhanAllah, imagine if one person in your house recites the Durood Sharif once and 10 rahmat come from the skies and descend upon your house. Imagine if rahmat is coming all the time to your house, mercy from Allah Ta'ala, then will there ever be any worry, any prashani, any difficulty? There will be challenges, but the ability to bear them and to keep a smile and to keep unity in those times will become far easier, and because you'll be attracting the mercy of Allah, and where the mercy of Allah is, the angels come and the shayateen are repelled. So in this manner we can turn our houses into such beacons that from the skies, that they're shining from those in the skies, and the angels, they can see this part of the land is shining because of all the khair that's coming down, descending from the sky. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do so. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukru kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa li azim sultanik. Allahumma la nusli thanan alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا ودخلنا الجنة بغير حساب. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم آت أنفسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم واصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وانصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في فلسطين. اللهم انصر عبادك المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة وفي سائر بلاد العالم يا رب العالمين. اللهم كن لهم معينا وظهيرا واجعل لهم من لدنك سلطانا ونصيرا. اللهم قاتل الذين يسدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم شتت شملهم ومزق جمعهم ودمر ديارهم وخالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترد عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير خزائنه بيدك ونعوذ بك من كل شر خزائنه بيدك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. آمين ورحمة الله.